I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver, and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
As I was thinking about the communion comments, my mind was drawn to what Jesus said in Luke 22:15. I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I don't know about you, but I eagerly desire to have communion with all of you. When the body of Christ comes together for communion, we all gain strength, feel the power of the Spirit, and enjoy the love of fellow Christians while remembering Jesus' sacrifice. So as we eat this bread, which is the body of Christ, and as we drink this cup, which is his blood, may we do so in a worthy manner, pleasing to him. If you will, go ahead and bow with me, and I'll offer thanks for the bread and the fruit of the vine. As we come together, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. And then we'd ask your blessings upon the bread and upon the fruit of the vine, upon all those who partake of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. Searing loss, the Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there, until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gift, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace, and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe, on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe, and crown him Lord of all.
Good morning and welcome to the Kanawha City Church of Christ. This is our service for this morning. And from the looks of what's behind us and, you know, right in front of us here, we're not at the church.
Nope.
We actually have been away this past week at this spiritual formation retreat. And it's been very uplifting for myself, I know, and I think I can speak for you.
Definitely, Steve, for me too.
Yeah. So we're kind of utilizing this idea, we're experiencing different prayers, and which kind of lined up with what we've been doing, or what we did last week, and introducing this time of equipping you as the prayer warrior for yourself. So, you know, around this time of year, we normally pray over the parents, the teachers, the students for this upcoming school year. But we've decided to kind of break that down into three segments. And so last week, we gave a couple prayers for our teachers,
right?
For the staff, for the faculty at all of their schools, that they are equipped and ready to go into this weird year ahead of them. This week, we are wanting to utilize these ideas that we've been learning and we've been, in, you know, engaged with, experiencing, And we want to kind of pass that along to the parents.
Hmm.
And so, you know, there's an important feature of our schools, and that's we've got the teachers, but we've got the parents to drop their kids off and really trust that these teachers are equipped for this.
Yeah, it's certainly a very important role that we parents play in the education of our children, both in the education that we give them at home, as well as, you know, our role in supporting the educators and preparing our children to go and learn from others as well. And I think every parent has anxieties about sending their children to school any year. But this year in particular, there's just an added weight of what is this going to look like during all these changes that are taking place. And we're constantly hearing of changes coming. I mean, just this past week in the schools that my kids go to, they just suddenly shifted all the start times back by half an hour. You were hearing of schools that because of the COVID numbers in the county aren't able to start up, and they're going to have to start on a virtual learning type setup. So there's certainly added anxieties, and we're all coming at it from different approaches. We've got you know, some that are sending their children to school, some that are embracing the virtual learning. And you know, I think there's concerns within all that. There's anxieties of how do I help my child to learn if I'm keeping them at home and take on that that partnering education with the teacher who's doing it online. We've got parents who have fully embraced homeschooling and doing that themselves, and they're learning how to do that. And so there's anxieties over that. And you've got parents who are sending their children to school to learn within this environment, and wondering what is that going to look like, and you know, having concerns about the health of their children, the health of you know, the teachers, you know, how well are we going to be able to learn within these environments with the precautions that are being taken, and also just the concern of, you know, what happens, the what ifs. What happens if my kid goes to school, ends up getting this virus? You know, how will they handle it? How will it be handled within you know, the exposure that it brings to family? And there are so many. I think we're just anxious about it. We've got so much anxiety about it. Maybe even, you know, like I said, more so than we do in normal years. But you know, it's an anxiety that I think we all understand, and it's an anxiety that's, I think, driven by, you know, a care for people and a care for, you know, we love our children, we love our teachers, we love our families, and we just care for them so much that we want to make sure that they're receiving the best and staying safe within that. And so I think that's a lot of the mindset of what parents are going through right now. And I think, you know, as we're thinking through this idea of praying through scripture, and not just praying over the parents, but also giving them a scripture to pray, and praying that scripture over them while they pray through it themselves. You know, the scripture that comes to mind that we'll talk about a little bit more here in a minute, but that I'm wanting to pray over parents, and then myself as a parent that I want to be praying, is Philippians chapter 4. In verse 6, Paul writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." So Paul speaks about not being anxious about anything, but having this avenue of prayer to go to God, and that's a way of really releasing that anxiety to Him. And the part that I really want to pray over us and instill within us as we pray and give these anxieties and these cares over to God is verse 7, and just constantly reminding us, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And I think as parents, that's what we want right now, is to have our hearts and our minds guarded by Jesus and just experience the peace of God.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, and when we were planning this, a verse came to my mind, and it's out of 1 Peter chapter 5, and actually I'm going to go ahead and read two verses. So starting in verse 6, and really what I want to lean into today is verse 7, but starting in verse 6 it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him. Change that word to anxieties for a second to that word care that you've used. Yeah. Casting all your cares on him because he cares for you. All
right.
And one of these prayers that we've been learning about this week is the idea of a breath prayer. And what's funny is we actually experienced that in that rhythms series that we did at the beginning of this whole shutdown experience. And this idea of a breath prayer where you just pray with your breath.
Right.
You just take in a breath and you pray the same words over and over again. And an example of that that you gave, Stephen, during that lesson is whenever you say, "You are God and I am not," and you just keep repeating that. So I would like to kind of challenge us right now, challenge everybody at home. We're going to take about a minute to do this breath prayer out of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. And so we're just going to say these words. We're going to say, "I cast my cares upon you because you care for me." And we're just going to repeat that over and over again. And so what we've learned this week before you enter into the presence, before you enter this time of prayer, just take about 15 seconds, 10 to 15 seconds, and just imagine you're breathing. And so close your eyes and start breathing these breaths, slowing your mind, becoming still and silent before our Creator. Just keep breathing that. And when you say these words, kind of make it go with your breath. So you're going to breathe in, and you're going to say, "I cast my cares upon you because you care for me. I cast my cares upon you, for you care for me. I cast my cares upon you, for you care for me. I cast my cares upon you, for you care for me."
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that is a. It's certainly a thing that I think helps us to kind of get ourselves kind of calm down. I think, and especially when we're talking about anxieties and talking about cares, to kind of remind ourselves to breathe, and that even our breath is a gift of God, and allowing that to be a prayer back to Him, and so.
Yeah.
I think that is a great way of praying scripture. Praying it through that breath prayer and allowing it to be prayed over over people, over ourselves, and over the situations that we're in.
And I think something that I've gotten with this breath prayer this week is just this idea that, usually prayer, I just went in straight into it, like, "Dear God, thank you for this day," thing. And I didn't allow myself to take the time to just be before Him before I went into this prayer. Instead, I just went straight into the prayer and didn't still my mind, didn't sit there and actually meditate on this idea of who I'm praying to, what I'm praying. And with these few words that we just did, rather than a whole long, minute long dissertation of a prayer, we just took these 7-8 words and just felt that breath.
Right. Yeah, it's certainly, I think, changed how we pray.
Yeah.
And maybe not necessarily changed it, but just helped to expand it.
Yeah.
And to think about new ways of experiencing that time of prayer, as well as just reminding us to slow down and focus upon the one whom we're praying to. So I want to kind of close this out, I think, with a little more prayer, a little more time of prayer, of praying scripture over our parents, over ourselves. And I think this idea of having cares, having anxieties, while we're focusing right now on the cares and anxieties that parents have, everyone in all situations of life experience these times of anxieties and care for situations and for people. And so I think these are practices that that we can all use and experience in various times and stages of life. So I want to, like I said, I want to close this with a little more prayer, and I want us to think a little bit more about this this idea of casting our cares on God because He cares for us. One prayer that we have prayed this week, we spend some time doing an evening prayer. We're using the same prayer each night as a way of kind of continually drawing our mind in and allowing us to focus on prayer. And part of this prayer says, we hold before you people for whom we care and for those in need. And then it says, express your love and care for them, which exceeds ours. Comfort, heal, strengthen, and shield them, reminding them of your love. And the part that I really like about that prayer is this thought, express your love and care for them, which exceeds ours. And you think about how much we love and we care for our children, for the people that are on our hearts and minds, for the teachers and for our spouses, the people that are going through this with us, but how much love and care we have for people and the hurt that we feel for them at times and the anxiety that we have for them at times. And I think there is something so special about knowing that as much as I might care for someone and as much anxiety as that might bring me at times, that even within those situations, as much as I love them, God loves them so much more. Like my love for them can't even compare to God's love for them. And my care for them can't even compare to God's care for them. And so to be able to pray to God, to express your care for them, to express your love and care for them, which exceeds ours. In my love and care, sometimes I'm very limited on what I'm able to do for somebody. But there's no limit to what God can do for somebody. Amen. And so allowing Him to take that and us feel that comfort in letting Him take that. And so I'm going to kind of pray that prayer, and I would encourage you to pray it as well, and to kind of imagine, kind of think about the people that you're praying about, and just let yourself give that love and that care. Not that you're removing it, not that you're stepping away from it,
right?
But certainly share that love and that care with God, because He can do so much more in that moment than we can. And so I want to pray this verse again over our parents and over really anyone who just needs this right now. Philippians 4, verse 6, and especially verse 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And let's just experience the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. So let's close with prayer. Holy Father, we do have cares and concerns and love for so many people. And I know, especially right now as a parent, I have some cares and some anxieties over what is ahead of us with school and the current situation that we find ourselves in with our concerns over the coronavirus. And so, Father, I just want to express my love and care for them, but then allow you to do that so much more. God, we just want to hand our anxieties, our prayers, our supplications, our thanksgivings, our requests. We want to make them known to you. We want to give you our cares and know that you care for us. And know that you care for those that we care about, that you love those that we love. Father, help them to know your presence in their life. And so, Father, I pray that you be with these people that we are thinking about. And, Father, we pray for your peace that we don't understand. It's so far beyond anything that we can understand. But we just pray that you will allow for your peace to be in the heart of these parents, to be in my heart, Father, to be in the heart of those who are experiencing anxieties and care right now. Allow them to give that care and that love over to you so that you can share in that love and care with them and express it in such greater ways. Give us your peace, God. Guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. We love you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.